Marketing Radio Network. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Give us a quack at 888-RADIO-30, a.k.a. 888-723-4630.
And if you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, go to ebayradio.com, click on the second discussion post thread. It has the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's newsletter complete with today's secret word. And the secret word is always an unusual word that you wouldn't normally see anywhere, really. Most of them. What are you doing, honey?
What am I? Oh, I don't know. Something. I don't
We're
know.
We're taking care of you today. Oh, I feel like you're in bed, and I've got a big quilt up to your neck, and I'm feeding you soup. Feeding you my favorite recipe of matzo ball soup. You're getting it.
At least I'm not like Sheldon Cooper when he gets a cold.
Oh, God, please.
Will you sing Soft Kitty
to me? Yes, I'll sing Soft Kitty to you. I knew you were going to ask.
Will you rub Vicks on my chest?
Okay, so David from Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah.
You know, DJ Movers 99,
yeah.
Friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I can't call in today. I would like to know if Griff would frown upon my use of the word vintage in my store name, Vintage Electronics and Instruments. It's not too late to change, as I have very few followers, friends and relatives only, and zero return customers, so I could change it easily. So what do you think?
I surrender. Use the word wherever you want.
No,
I don't care. Today, I just don't care. Give me a Kleenex. You can use it. I don't care.
No. Come on back.
What?
Now, first of all, using the word vintage, wouldn't everything have to be vintage in his store? Shouldn't it be if he's calling himself
that? Well, I suppose
that?
It should be if someone would explain to me exactly what vintage means so that it would give me some precision and definition.
So you would only use the word vintage if you had a year. So maybe he's selling something electronic from 1970. He could say vintage 1970.
Could. But, you know, I'm fighting a losing battle. Sure, vintage is a great word. Use it wherever you want.
And I'm saying, David, it probably won't hurt, but is everything you're selling vintage?
And what,
that would be the question I would ask before I called myself vintage.
What does vintage mean?
Well,
let's settle on a definition. Good luck.
Yeah.
I have a vintage cold.
Yes, you do. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
We didn't answer his question.
Yeah, what do you think? Should he name it or not?
I'm not kidding. Go ahead. I don't care.
Vintage electronics and instruments.
Yeah, you all seem to know what it means, so I'm the one left out. So, yeah, use vintage.
Oh, boy, passive-aggressive. Okay.
It works, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's called guilt-inducing.
You know, it's only one step away from sociopathic behavior.
It's true.
I'm not a big believer in the word. Obviously, we've talked about this a lot. I think it's different if you're going to use it in your store name. It's not as it's not a big a deal because it's your store name. It's your brand. I'm concerned about using it to describe an item
more than you are to call.
Yeah, if you want to call yourself. If you want to call yourself vintage, dusty, old, crappy stuff, that's fine.
Oh, God. Oh, TJ, I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I'm attempting humor.
Attempting is the operative word here.
Oh, you cut me to the quick, darling.
So on the chat board, Mallentown wrote, I have an eBay store and just received some of the shipping boxes, and they are great.
Mm-hmm.
I had a shipment of 4 packages, and only 3 arrived. The problem is that on eBay, all 4 packages show the same tracking number.
Right.
The packages I received have different tracking numbers from the ones shown on eBay.
Right.
Because of the same shipping number, it looks like all 4 of my shipments have arrived, even though I've only received 3 of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Are sellers allowed to use the same tracking number on different packages? Is this a seller issue or an eBay issue?
I'm not quite sure because it's confusing. Well, you can spread a purchase out over several boxes. You can combine several purchases, which is what happened in this case, into one box. But if they were three separate boxes, they should have three separate tracking numbers. So this is confusing. I don't have an answer. What I would ask you to do is to send me the details, and do leave nothing out. Make sure you include all the details and send it to griff@ebay.com, and I will forward it to the shipping team for their review. But I believe it's one transaction. It was one shopping cart transaction. But if they were three separate boxes, they should have been indicated by one tracking number. So let's try to get to the bottom of this. And at the very least, see if we can get you your missing box replaced.
So are you ready to have a contest?
I love contests, but I can't play. I can only, promote because it's an eBay contest, right?
Well, this is a eBay Radio voice marketing contest.
Yeah, sure. Let's play a contest.
Let's do it. So I have a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies, and here it is.
Hey, you, pay attention.
So, Griff.
Was that my idea? Because it's not working out so good.
Well, I thought it was cute.
Hey, you, pay attention.
Yes, you thought this up. So, Griff and I were talking about something a few minutes ago.
We were.
Yeah, and it had something to do with collections, and Griff is going to end up splitting up his collection of something that he wants to put up on eBay.
Yep.
What has he collected that he wishes to sell on eBay now and get rid of because he feels he will never use them again? Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You remember he said he was going to give some away to his friends.
Yeah, I have a few I'll give away.
And sell some on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they? 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's the Hey You Pay Attention question.
Hey You Pay Attention.
Exactly. So, also on the chat board.
Yes.
CLB Collectibles, token millennial here, late to the board today. I'm listening on and off doing a million things. Love you guys. Hope everyone is having a great day. Lorianne, the token millennial. Thank you, Lorianne.
The token millennial?
Mm-hmm.
That's curious.
We
have more than one millennial listening to the show, I assume, right? Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
I should hope so.
There is some controversy over what millennials are, but the name given to the generation born between 1982 and 2004.
Oh, okay.
1982 and 2004.
Yeah.
Okay. They're also known as Generation Y, by the way.
Is that because they always ask why?
The millennial generation follows Generation X and in terms of numbers and has edged out the baby boomers as the biggest generation in American history.
Oh, well, we're yesterday's news.
Oh, absolutely.
So no one cares about us.
If you were born between 1982 and 2004, then you are a millennial.
We have to name everything. Hurricanes, generations.
Oh, sure. Okay, so let me see. They're saying their sales picked up. Somebody's sales were slow, but they But they picked up.
Well, we like that.
And we did the shipping supplies.
Yeah.
One. Somebody put a great link. Global Mart Plus wrote, "Here's a great link for measurement conversions. It converts tons of things. Been using it for years, and it's basically onlineconversion.com."
Yeah, I've been to that site before.
Yeah, and you can keep it right up on one of your tabs on your browser. And when you're listing, you can go right to it and put your CMs and your inches up.
Pretty cool.
I like it. Okay. Woohoo Depot, hi everyone. Late to the party, back from my visit with my oncology team, Tess. Happy to be here. We're happy for you to be here too, Woohoo Depot.
Yes, we are.
We're very happy.
I hope everything is okay.
Tiki Pug Music, somebody wrote, "Your mom is so cool, Jason. Now we know where you get it from." And Tiki Pug Music was in the chat board as well.
Oh, right. I saw that. Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, isn't he nice to be good to his mother?
He is good to his mother, you know, and I'll tell you, from what I've seen of his mother, he better be good to her.
He better be good to her.
You better believe it. So the duck quack happened, and I don't know if anyone got it or not, but Teresa from Williams, Arizona, known on eBay as Club Red 97. Hey again, Teresa, how you doing, and what's your question or comment?
I was calling in to answer the Griff's trivia question.
Oh, Griff's trivia question. Okay.
Yes. All right.
So what is Griff selling that he's been collecting for years?
Well, the interesting thing is he's selling old life boxes, and then he's also selling old cameras.
Well, we'll take the cameras.
I don't think anyone wants my life boxes.
I think the life boxes are more interesting. Like,
well,
who knew? People
didn't realize this. I was talking about this last night over dinner because it's appropriate dinner conversation.
Absolutely.
Lovers in the 18th century used to spend time together picking lice off each other's bodies. It was a romantic endeavor, activity.
Thank God I wasn't born in the 1800s.
Well, for that and many other reasons, but yes, of course.
Well, congratulations, Teresa. Write contest at voicemarketing.com right now, and I'll send it to you this afternoon.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We've got open lines, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 407.
You have to love what you're doing when selling on eBay. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C and author of the eBay for Dummies and Social Media for Dummies series. She explains what drives sellers.
It's a passion. It's something you enjoy doing. What a thrill you get when you find something and you sell it for a nice, healthy profit on eBay. It's something that's a passion. You can do it with your family. It's not a grind. It's not a hustle. It can be your passion. And if you do it right, you'll understand how to do it and just have a great income for the rest of your life.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. You don't have to drop a dime to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
My advice for the entrepreneur this morning, it was advice for the entrepreneur number 218.
Mm.
Former Olympic athlete, her name is Inga Stasulianiti, found that she could transfer some skills learned from her sports career over to her entrepreneurial endeavor. And one thing her journey taught her is that you can't have motivation without commitment. You know how we talk on this show a lot, Griff, about getting your mojo back and, you know, getting your motivation back and you're having trouble even making the listing and you're waking up in the morning and watching the news and doing everything else. But, well, she says once you're truly committed, motivation will naturally follow. And I agree with her. I've always felt that being able to pay one's bills is a pretty good motivator overall. But if you haven't made a true commitment to your business, motivation can't be kept up over a long period of time. Consider this, Griff. Two couples each get in their own car.
Yes.
One couple says, we're just going to drive around willy-nilly. The other one says, we are going to go to Route 73, take it to Route 5, and then we're going to stop at a hotel overnight, and then we're going to make it to eBay Open 2017 the next day. If you look at those two couples, the first couple that's just going out willy-nilly, you know why they're never going to reach their goal?
Because there's no such place called willy-nilly.
And they don't have a goal.
There you go.
Exactly. There is no goal. They're listing on eBay, they're doing this, they're doing that, but they don't have goals. So I want you to make a commitment today. Remember, motivation will follow if you make that commitment. So you might want to create a business plan once and for all, and you can find business plan forms online. Don't be afraid of it. Do it. Sit down and do it. Make the commitment and set your goals, and I promise you something.
What?
The motivation will follow if you set your goals.
I think I can. I think I can.
Yeah, but you don't have goals right now. Your goals are to get through life. I know that, and I know why. I mean, you're taking care of Howie every night.
I have some goals.
For your listing?
No, I don't have any goals.
No, say your eBay business. Yeah. You have goals, though.
Yeah, I have some goals.
You care to fill us in on them?
I would like to make it to 70 before I think about retiring.
70?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
My other goal is to lose 50 pounds.
Before June? Before July?
No, before I'm 70.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you got 7 years, babe.
My other goal is to put a driveway in my house. That's another goal.
All right.
Because it's a gravel driveway. It's a mess.
So you do have goals, actually.
I have goals. My other goal is to get a kidney in somebody.
Yes, absolutely. In our Howie.
Mm.
So how do you go about getting a kidney? You just ask for it?
Well,
what do?
You go to eBay and you search on KIDNEY.
And what comes up? What comes up?
And hopefully, I don't know. You get on. He's on the list. It's all going to start. So he's just got to lose 10 more pounds.
Oh, they've told him that?
No. That's the doctor told him.
The doctor told him that. Okay.
So that's the last step in the process.
Okay.
And I think, you know, your goals could be noble. They could be mundane. They can be spectacular. They can be every day. Doesn't matter as long as you have one and you're working towards it.
Very important. If you have no goals, you do lead a willy-nilly life. It's true.
And we're not talking about Willie Nelson.
No, he has fun. No, yeah. We're talking about a willy-nilly life.
What are Willie's goals, I wonder?
Oh, he said so on TV the other night. Somebody said, Willie, when are you going to retire? He says, why should I retire? He says, I play golf every day and play my music. Why do I have to retire?
Pass that joint over here.
That is a man who enjoys his career because he wants to play music whether he's on the stage or not. He wants to play music every day. John's like that.
Yeah.
Every day plays music.
That's commendable.
Yeah, it is. And of course, how old is he? He's you know, earned every moment of playing golf, in my opinion.
How old is Willie Nelson? 90?
He's In his 80s, I think.
80s, wow.
I believe so.
Imagine being in your 80s. It's just inconceivable to me.
Yeah. Call me in a couple of years, honey.
There.
We'll talk about it.
Who you calling 80 years old?
Yeah, in case people do not know, I will be 75 in December.
Three quarters of a century right there.
Yes, I have seen a lot and done a lot.
Have you seen fire and have you seen rain?
I have seen fire and I've seen rain.
Have you seen sunny days you thought would never end?
Exactly. And many people do not know the song you were just relating.
Oh, everyone knows that song. It's a classic.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
I loved the music from that era.
And you can find all this and many other James Taylor songs
on eBay.
That's right.
Just out of curiosity.
What?
I'm going to put James Taylor in here right now. J-A-M-E-S.
Where are you putting him?
In
will he fit?
eBay.
Oh. Are you,
okay,
oh,
so we
against
have,
his will?
So we have 10,464 results for James Taylor.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not bad at all.
He's done well.
He's got a career. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. You don't have to drop a dime to call us at 888-723-4630. Call us now. This is eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.